All right, every night at this time, we talk to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com, the number one political blog in all of Southern New England. And Monique Chartier has joined us today. Monique, what's going on?
Several things, as always, we're talking about on Anchor Rising today, Matt. Thank you. Let's see, Marc Comtois has a sacrilegious post about political conventions. He says...
Sacrilegious?
Yeah. He says not only are they boring, but they're all flash and no substance.
That's true.
Yeah, equally true, he says this about Republican and Democrat.
Yes.
Andrew has a post about the excellent decision by Superior Court Judge Savage, who refused to grant a Carullo action to the Cranston School Committee.
Which
is really good news. Basically, the Cranston School Committee did nothing right, and Judge Savage said, look, you guys did nothing right. I can't. You just are abusing the Carullo action in place of properly balancing a budget.
Yeah, so people, they don't know what a Carullo action is.
Yes.
Carullo Act is a law that allows a school committee to sue the city for more money.
That's exactly right.
Saying that they've been underfunded to fund schools. And usually what happens is, you know, when we have a tight budget situation, a city will say to the schools, guess what? We can't give you the money that you have, that you need or you say you need. And so I'll go back and make some cuts. And if the school committee says we can't make cuts, then they go to court. So.
That's exactly right. But there's also a list of things, and Judge Savage listed all the things that the school committee is supposed to do before it appeals for a Carullo action, mm-hmm. and they did none of them. They did not try to stay within their budget. So it was clear that they were just using that to balance the budget in place of actually doing some hard work. And then I have a post in response to a comment by a commenter talking about the role that religion is playing in the question of enforcing our laws on immigration.
Mm.
And it seems like they're being very much used, in my opinion, by the people who would like to get rid of our borders and our sovereignty.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder. Like, I just don't understand where open borders fits with a moral society.
Well, that's a great point.
I think a country has a right to define itself.
Yes.
A nation has a right to determine who comes in and out of their country for safety purposes, for economic purposes, and all sorts of purposes. And why the Catholic Church specifically, but also with the people in the Jewish religion, why many rabbis take the position that we should be an open border society and an ATM for the world.
That's right. And I think some of it is misplaced compassion for other people. But as you said, there is a moral aspect to this, and that we do need to uphold our laws and also defend our borders and establish our borders. And we already have very generous immigration laws. I'm not sure that they need to be further modified.
Monique, excellent. We look forward to reading all of your posts on AnchorRising.com.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much. Monique Chartier from AnchorRising.com. Check it out. It's a great blog, a lot of interesting stuff. And you get to comment, and you can even put in your own posts, and maybe they'll be put up on there.